Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born in Castleconnell, County Limerick, in 1941. I came over here into England in 1948. Went to school at St Joseph's Catholic School, just at the bottom of Headington Hill. Stayed there until I was 15. Nothing much exciting happened. It was just an ordinary sort of school. We stayed there from once we went to start a school to till the age of 15, not like today. Went to University Press to work. Met my future husband there. Got married at age of 18 and a half. And life's just gone on normal, I suppose.
Tell me a bit about your parents.
Right. Well, my father and mother were both Irish, both born in Limerick. My father worked at the car works when he came here, but also he started, well, he came here originally to go in the army, to the English army. And he was in there for about 20 years. Then he married my mother, and they came here, as I said, in 1948. Mother worked all the time. I've got four brothers. One has died now. And
what kind of work did your mother and father do?
Well, my father worked, as I said, in the car works, but other than that, I don't really know exactly what work he did at the car works. My mother was a cleaner, come cook, everything she did, you know, she worked in hospitals, she worked in Marks and Spencer's, she worked in an old people's home. That was the last job she had in an old people's home, but she worked in various hospitals, cleaning and doing that. But other than that, the old people's home, she cooked there as well as cleaned.
And how were you off for money as you grew up?
Quite poor, actually. I think if it hadn't been for Mum, we would have been pretty destitute, I think, really. I think everybody was all in the same boat at that time. I don't think anybody was wealthy, you know. Nobody had cars and televisions. We didn't have a television till I went to work, actually. So we weren't brought up around a television, which was a good thing now, you know, I think, because I think that today the children sort of seem to take everything for granted and they don't seem to have anything to, well, I don't think they occupy themselves the same as we did. But then again, we were freer then.